The Football Show. It's a philosophy on cliffcentral.com.
It's Wednesday and it's the Football Show, a show about football, Durag Jesus, masks from sex shops, hot monogamy, Cameroon, Feka Futa, what's that other thing?
And the Beast Rand.
And the Beast Rand. The Beast Rand. The Beast Rand. It's your boy, Comment Question, joined in the studio by Theo Mojo.
What's 23. Happening?
What do you mean it's your boy? Who knows you?
They all know me! On the streets! On the streets, they all know me!
What do you mean it's your boy?
And Durag Jesus. And Durag Jesus. And Durag Jesus. Would you like to do the intro, sir?
Okay.
Yes.
Some say.
Yes.
He's the first man to go through Rhodes University and remain a virgin.
Yes.
Yet he has 3 kids. All in the streets of Harare. Some say he's fathered many styles.
Yes.
He's the Santa Claus of the Christmas strip club scene.
Yeah.
But his family knows him as Comrade Question.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. You could have done better, but well done.
You know, as Somizi would say, I could have been perfectionistated.
Perfectionistated.
Guys.
Is that the synonym for perfect?
TSTV is amazing.
TSTV is... Some say.
We watch...
Some say.
No, guys.
No, can I do your intro?
I'm sorry, but
can I do your intro?
I watched Date My Family for the first time yesterday.
Can we do these intros, please?
Okay, sorry.
Some say he recently got DSTV after being in South Africa for 16 years.
16 years.
And on Sunday, in fact, yesterday, he watched Date My Family on catch-up.
Twice.
All we know is that he's the godfather of all Nigerian swag, the noble immigrant, the exemplary Nigerian.
Yes.
The god, Durag Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, nice. Well done on that DSTV, man.
Well done on that DSTV.
Thank you to my girlfriend.
Yes.
For making it happen. Thank you.
The beautiful lady in the studio. In the stew. We're in the stew. Yo. Yeah, I know. You've just glowed up, fam.
Yeah,
DSTV.
DSTV. Love, live here.
Love, live
here. Everything, man. Like, I've glowed up.
Life is good, man.
Life is good.
Life is good. Life is good.
Just need a car with cup holders next.
Easily. And auto-electric windows all round.
Nah, forget that. I don't even need that. I just need cup holders, man.
Anyway.
Just put it in between your legs.
Oh, that's what she said. That's what she said.
Is this how she said? I fell into that.
Oh, thank you, Duncan, for the lovely... beverages.
He fell into
Anyway, Theo Mojo, would you like to introduce the Beast Rand?
Some say she only got here because she was wearing a flak jacket. But others say she's dedicated to Radovan Krejcik's many. She's part of the Night's Watch in the East Rand. But she knows her football. She knows her Portuguese. She knows her Lebanese players.
Yes.
And she's here to interact with us and to give us her fine knowledge.
Pearls.
Her pearls of wisdom and to drop them all over us.
You drop pearls.
You drop pearls. You don't...
On someone.
Not all over.
Doesn't matter. That's semantics. Either way, she is here. Welcome, 23.
Our number two fan.
Yeah, our number two fan.
Who's number one?
Sonia.
Okay,
yeah.
But she's here, man. She's here. Well done.
Thank you for coming.
Absolutely.
Well done.
You know, like, it's weird how someone from the East Rand can finally get to the show.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Without any hiccups. I'm so glad you're here.
It was a road trip.
I can imagine. Yeah.
From Benoni. Wow, even worse.
Even worse. Worse. Were you... Was there murder?
Is there Uber there?
On the way.
I think I dodged a car chase along the way.
Right. Okay. Would you like to do Theo Mojo?
Yeah, please.
He's a very beautiful man. He's a tall mountain of sunshine.
Tall, dark mountain of sunshine.
I don't want to do him Brown. Right now.
Okay. Would you like to mountain. Introduce Theo Mojo?
Please do me. Is that a Donald Trump book behind us?
It is. Well, we are at Cliff Central.
Wow, this guy. Wow.
Radio, hey?
Radio Central.
Yeah, radio Central. Radio. Other things that rhyme with radio.
No, well, come on, can you?
Oh my God.
Wow. Right.
Yeah. Some say, Theo Mojo.
Yeah.
Easily the richest black man. A man so rich. I have nothing.
Come on, you can do this.
I have nothing.
You can do
okay.
this.
Some say his cardigan collection. I have nothing. Some say he has more wives than King Solomon ever had. But his pullout technique was so legendary.
Yeah.
He is fatherless.
Wow.
He has never...
His child can't be fatherless.
What is that?
I'm a bastard. Is that what you're trying to say? Like the black Jon Snow.
All we know is that he's the godfather of black man swag.
Yeah, sorry guys, I had performance anxiety.
The black ancestor. Of black privilege.
I need some room of Viagra.
The god Theo Mojo.
The god Theo Mojo.
Thank you.
Theo. Theo in London.
In Landudno, bro.
Landudno. You see? I don't even know the place.
Who doesn't know how to pronounce Landudno?
I don't.
Who doesn't know how to pronounce
Landudno?
Wow. Anyway, let's fans can call us on 0861 555.
Tweet us.
Or you can tweet us.
Why are they calling?
Don't call us. We'll
okay.
call you.
Don't call us. We'll call you. So yeah, tweet us with your number. We'll call you. Actually, we should do that.
We should.
Tweet us with your number, and we will call you on the
along with other creeps. On
oh yeah,
creature of God, creature of God, creature of God.
We'll call you.
Tweet us with your number, then we'll call you, and yeah, basically just DM us those numbers.
But it's absolutely shameful we haven't given
the prize for the fantasy football of swag.
But then it's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. That's what she said.
It's gonna be amazing.
It's
don't
like
worry.
An Adidas kit. Yeah.
It's gonna be
a club of your choosing.
If they wear Adidas,
it's gonna be white remorse.
But however, the club must be from Paraguay. Yes.
Yeah. We didn't draw Matthews and Nandi.
Well, they're not here.
Yeah.
Well, look, we can't do Top of the Dome right now. The circumstances are rather extenuating. Performance anxiety.
Yeah, yeah.
All that kind of stuff. Anyway, so you can call us on 0615551189, or you can tweet us. You can tweet us
0615053.
Hey, hey, hey! Don't do this thing. Hey!
A guy's giving away office numbers. Hey.
Or you can tweet us at @footballshowcc. That is our Twitter handle. We also have a Periscope account, which is never active, so it's ironic, and
it
works like that. And
so hipsterish, guys.
It's so hipsterish. How like hipsters wear glasses, you know.
And they don't really need them.
They don't need glasses.
Yeah, exactly. Unlike us who really.
Yeah, I'm actually blind.
I would be blind.
Technically blind.
I would not be able to.
I'm like a common garden mole.
Yeah.
My vision's HD.
Wow, you're not even like a special garden mole.
Good.
I'm like a common garden. Yeah, like
garden
a common mole.
Oh my God.
Common one.
Common.
Okay, cool. Let us start
UEFA,
off. Obviously, with the UEFA. What are the ground rules? Damn, dog. We don't have them.
Ground rules.
Get DSTV. Get DSTV and watch the catch up.
Fam. DSTV.
Durak Jesus last night was like,
guys,
are you going to watch the game today?
Flicking
are you
going to
watch the game? Like, no, I'll record it.
Guys, it was just so sweet. It was sweet. It was sweeting my whole body.
Yeah.
Sweeting
you.
I never believe it.
Did you watch England?
Yeah.
I was like, I'll just record it. And after I said, I was like, yeah! Enormity of what I just said like hit me, and I felt at one with the Rainbow Nation.
Upwardly mobile black man.
Yeah,
yeah?
I remember,
there we
I
go.
I used to back home in Nigeria. We had a black and white TV.
Back home in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Well, you left Nigeria a while ago.
Yeah, 16 years.
Yeah.
We had a black and white TV that we would.
16 years ago, you had a black and white TV.
Oh, bro.
No, bro.
Those timelines don't work.
By then,
guys, this guy's on the light.
South Africans.
16 years ago.
I think South Africans should just pipe down.
That's how poor we were.
You guys didn't know what Captain Planet was till 98. Apartheid stole your childhood.
They didn't know Captain Planet.
They didn't know Captain Planet.
Captain Planet.
Transformers.
He's
a
hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero.
Zim. That's why Zimbabwe never litter.
Magnify.
Zim.
Zimbabwe's never
litter.
Super Ted.
No,
Danger Mouse.
No, he can't.
You can't.
We had
this. You pay for this.
Yeah, but
Planet,
in like 99. We had it in 1985.
Yeah.
Do you guys even know about Roger Ramjet?
Yeah,
of course. Who doesn't know Roger Ramjet?
Who doesn't know Roger Ramjet? Come on.
Yeah.
I love Roger Ramjet, bro.
Thank you.
And bananas and pajamas.
Let wow.
B1 and B2.
You had
B1
that in the 90s.
I was born in the 90s.
Did you even know Voltron with the lions?
Yeah, there was a Voltron with the lions. That was amazing.
The with the lions, that was the fire.
They had like lions Voltron, for feet.
Yeah.
And also and for the
else.
Head.
Yeah. Anyway, headline. This is a football show ostensibly.
Out
so
from the penis. You
know, what?
The head.
No, it never said that. It said I'll form the head.
You ever see those Voltron porn parodies?
No.
I don't want to see Voltron porn parodies.
Do you remember on
do you guys want to talk about football?
Sorry, but yeah. Do you remember on DC there was a Pirates of the Caribbean porn parody?
Yeah,
apparently it was the world's most expensive porn production. Do you remember?
Wow. Really?
The one where they're on the boat. I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's like a sea merchants.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Yeah, just plowing each
going
other
around
going around and pirating. Yeah.
That's how we became
reproductive
disgusting
organs.
Fast friends.
Seemingly
and Super Elite.
Super Elite.
Oh my god.
And Sandbox. And Church.
Church, yes.
Yeah.
But I can't describe that on air.
I can't describe that on air.
Not even the internet.
I haven't seen that video though for a long time.
I don't want to see it.
You see it.
The guy was being plowed by the horse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he died apparently.
You just said it on air.
Yeah, well.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, look,
he was asking for it.
Let's talk about.
The funniest part was when the horse penetrated and I was like, oh, what have I done?
Yeah. And he knew he was a rat.
That is regret.
That is regret. That was the sound of
regret.
Yeah. That was the sound of regret.
But anyhow, we're back to it.
Euro 2016.
So Anna, give us a roundup. We know last night.
We've been talking for 11 minutes.
England.
And we haven't spoken about football.
Okay, just to wrap up, it seems like paying your taxes is not enough for you to have a good tournament because Cristiano has been
Did you see him miss that penalty?
Paying your taxes, being not having tattoos, giving blood. It's not enough to have a good tournament.
I think
the problem is
with the Shan.
Do you think it's is he cursed? Did Messi get a sangoma?
No, it's a spray tan. Have you seen that thing? It's not applied properly.
Is it a spray tan?
It is a spray tan.
Is it?
What?
But he was in Ibiza.
But
on
he's
his yacht.
Brown anyway.
On his yacht.
What more brownness?
He was on a yacht just
with his,
now.
Supposedly with his homosexual lover.
He was on a yacht.
With an Algerian
with
lover.
With women in their own condominiums.
If
five times five, 2.5 millennium. It's all about the Benjis.
What?
It's all about the Benjis, man.
What?
Yeah,
I love that song.
I love that
black guy.
I love that black guy.
Jermaine Dupri, that's it.
No, it's Puff Daddy. Jeez, Theo.
I'm dead.
Jeez. It's Puff Daddy.
So deaf.
No.
Maybe that's the remix. It's the remix I found on these.
Anyway, let's look at some results here, Moja. Give us some
so
results.
So England yesterday won 0-0. Jack Wilshere.
New.
Jack Wilshere.
He's not fit.
He had a terrible game.
He had a terrible
Jesus
game.
Christ.
And
too much hooker.
What about Lallana?
Too
why does Lallana
pirouette every time?
Dude, have you seen it?
Why is he always
pirouette every time
he's
he gets
weighed down by his hairstyle?
Lallana's got a hairstyle.
Have you seen the older my guy? You get dizzy looking at the freaking games. What?
Okay.
So average, man. Why England coming second to Wales.
Let's talk about the Wales game first. After Gareth Bale,
he's good.
He talks so much smack.
Yeah.
In the lead-up.
He's good though, but these are Russians.
This is another Wales and England game.
Oh, right. Yeah.
After talking so much smack,
they still lost. Like punk asses.
Like punk blakes.
Like
but also, they lost in the 92nd minute off like a deflected own goal.
But they lost.
But they still lost.
But 3 points. You get
three
my point.
Points.
The 3 points. You get my point.
What are Wales going to do at Leicester? Hit the second. They could hit the semis, eh? If you look at their route to the. Yeah, they could.
But we don't know who they're going to face yet.
The
they're going to face Hungary. No, it's not Hungary.
Is that they're benefiting from the fact that Bale had injury-enforced absences and only sort of came back towards the end of the season.
Yeah.
If you look at all the players who aren't performing to their peaks, they've had extended periods of being relied upon by their clubs and countries. So now they come to this tournament exhausted.
Bale is fresh.
Bale is fresh.
I think we looked at it last week, right? Guys, look at
there's a difference.
Griezmann's played what? They said
60 games.
60
minutes.
Yeah, yeah, 5,600 minutes or yeah. something. And then there was Latin above him. Mm-hmm. And Cristiano was at the top.
Yeah.
He was like 8,000 minutes or some shit.
Jeez.
And since 2014, it was like something like 16,000 or 15,000 minutes or something like that. Without a stop. Mm-hmm. So he probably gets what? 3 weeks holiday?
Yeah.
Sits there, comes back for preseason, plays an entire season. How many games? Must have played
60 plus games. Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
And then comes to the Euros.
Yeah, you can't,
you can't do that.
I mean, Portugal doesn't have the GDP for that kind of doping R&D.
They don't. But I will say,
there's the kid, William Carvalho is not bad, and then there's that tall, tall, lanky,
the dark man,
big,
the black man,
black guy. Yeah. He's brilliant. He's brilliant in midfield. He was.
He's brilliant.
The big black guy.
He's brilliant. He's like a Portuguese Yaya Torres.
Yeah, yeah, he is.
And Eder, yeah, that like
the Italian guy.
No. The Portuguese guy as well. They don't have a striker. They play Nani and Eder up front.
Portugal.
And Cristiano is normally a striker as well.
Yeah, but
guys, is they Portuguese? Because they haven't had
strikers. Because Pauleta.
No, he wasn't even
a striker. Great. Yeah, he wasn't great. He was okay.
He was their best option, so he got lots of chances.
But and also, they probably didn't need him to score because they had Figo and Rui
Costa. Since Eusebio.
Eusebio.
That's a long time ago.
Jesus Christ, bro.
Name one great Portuguese striker since Eusebio. In fact, name a very good one.
Gomez was good for Benfica. Yeah.
They've never had a quality number nine. But he looks 19.
He looks 19. A baby face assassin.
Not even like there would be close ups. I'd be like.
He probably also gives blood. It's what happens.
He's
this
Nuno Gomez.
Yeah, Nuno Gomez.
Nuno Gomez. Not even a wrinkle by the eyes, right?
What are you guys thinking about the French? French disappointing 0-0 result. Is this the beginning of the end? Payet.
Before we like, has anyone looked convincing in Euro 2016 thus far?
España.
Yeah,
the one game, the 3-0, the 3-0.
They could have basically stopped that game on the 70th minute.
Even the first 1-0, they control the game.
Iniesta. Did you see Iniesta? I've never seen. Hey, you see that right?
Yeah.
Iniesta. He's a 33 now, I think.
Yeah,
33.
How do you get that kind of resurgence, bro?
I think he's 33.
Maybe he's 33.
No, he can't be 33.
They're talking about
like
him.
4 years older than Fabregas. How old is Fabregas now?
28.
Yeah.
So it's like 32, 33.
32, yeah.
Yeah. So it's. I mean, he ran that game. Obviously, the Turkish report, but I mean, he ran the entire game from midfield, getting the ball. He is. I can't stop. I just felt like it was an experience.
32.
So I mean, at 32, still running. It's unbelievable. Barcelona,
goal was offside. The one where
Jordi Alba.
Jordi Alba, yeah, that was offside. But
guys,
you get points
well.
Of swag.
Jordi Alba midget is a doping piece of shit. I want his blood taken. No, guys, no, I'm fed up with this shit. I'm fed up. There's no way Spain can come on here and pontificate about how Spanish football is the right way to do it.
But Dr. Fuentes was acquitted last week.
Yeah, he was acquitted.
He was acquitted last week.
He was acquitted.
Turned over the blood.
The blood bags. All 211
the
of them.
Bags. Let us test the blood bags.
All 211
guys,
of the blood bags.
How can you sprint in the fucking 70th minute with the same intensity as in the first minute he played football at
He's played 55 games in a season.
Yes,
and
I played
still
at high
that,
level. Thank you, thank you, directly.
You captained your side to Usasa.
Yes, I did. I did. Thank you very much. I played national finals. Yes, I did. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Swag.
He was the first person to wear Mercurials at
Rhodes. Mercurial paper all the way.
And I told my defenders to
step on his
No, I did. I'm sorry. I don't
step on those cords.
I was like tugging his feet.
Wow.
That's why you guys lost.
Oh, yes.
I literally told him in the team huddle, guys, he's wearing Mercurials. There's no protection. Target his feet. I'm sorry.
That's why Joseph Otiopong kept on stepping on me.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Why Ghanaians so
that's,
rough?
That's weighed me down for years. Have you lied? I'm sorry. I told him. I was like, he was my boy.
So essentially, you told him to break his legs.
Yeah. Actually, I just want to give a...
If you miss the man, don't miss. Don't miss the legs. I told him. I was like, yeah. Wow.
Jose,
move on to
okay,
the next result. Italy.
Doesn't change things
Italy,
with us, right?
It doesn't change anything.
Oh, Italy. It's
1-0 again. Boring, but they got the result.
Antonio Conte.
Conte doing it. And Ede did it. How's that goal? How's that
good
goal?
Good goal.
I mean, he's
where does he play that game?
Inter.
Where is he from?
Inter Milan. He's Brazilian. Italian.
He's
like a Diego Costa.
What do they call him? Oriundis?
Is that what they call
like a mongrel?
Naturalized Italians.
Like Ogbonna and Balotelli.
Oh, like that.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't? Is it?
Like and also Cameronese.
I doubt he gets any racism. You know, like Balotelli. I doubt he gets any racial abuse. But
no, he gets.
Anyway, and then Belgium finally got a decent win under their belt.
Do you think this is this resurgence that they needed? Is this the way they kick off?
Why are they ranked number one in the world? Can someone explain?
Because they beat Estonia.
Why are they ranked
number one? Can't play Albania, right? And
qualifiers and friendlies. They've had
yeah, it's the whole formula.
Look,
FIFA
qualifiers
uses.
And friendlies. England have had consistent results. Are they in the top four? No.
No, because look at England's group. Because
but who did Belgium beat in their group?
Belgium had they came first, didn't they?
Yeah, they came first in their group,
but also look at the opportunity. I mean, like, they're playing guys like what's that country that's like the size? There's a 300. You can fit the whole of FNB Stadium, Andorra.
Yeah,
guys like that. You beat them 7-0, getting goal difference.
Gibraltar.
So it actually doesn't matter.
Danny
Higginbottom actually plays for Gibraltar.
Swag.
Really?
Yeah. Swag. Fair enough. Because he couldn't get an England cap.
Of course not.
They play for Dashan. Oh, okay.
Two what?
You think it's beans? You think for England? You think it's just I wake up one day and I just send an application? Eh?
Me.
You're a bastard.
Me also. Mm. Play me for England.
Yeah.
All right, Theo Moore, the next result.
So the next result, actually, there's a result right now. Poland 1-0 up against the Ukraine. And the Northern Ireland are
losing
1-0.
It's racism. It's a clash of racists.
Of racism.
Yeah.
Poland.
Eastern Europe.
Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
Mario Gomez with the winner. He's winning. Yeah, he's got a goal. They played him up front. They went for the...
Mario Gomez for Germany.
Yeah.
Did they win?
They win. They're playing right now.
Are they winning?
1-0. They're winning 1-0, yeah. Mm. So
I love Gomez simply for the fact that he scored a goal. His first goal for
Bayern Munich.
Using his ball.
His penis.
Nice. Yeah.
No, seriously.
That is using his fortitude.
Fortitude.
Yeah. Testicular fortitude. Yes, yes. Testicular.
Testicular fortitude.
Cojones. Yes, the
Ronaldo's.
By the way, we say cojones.
Yes, the cojones.
Ronaldo did that. I'll never forget. West Ham. The ball was crossed in. He scored with every part of his body this season, and he used his penis to head the ball in.
Yeah.
And then we play. I remember Dean Ashton scored a.
He headed the ball in with his penis.
Yeah.
Should we go to the next result?
Yes, please.
Czech Republic 2-2 with Croatia.
Is this
fan trouble? Did you see that?
Racism.
Yeah, yeah. What we were talking about earlier.
White on white violence in the white community.
These guys were training to beat up other white people. Imagine what they would do to black people.
What would George Bush say? Huh?
Man.
Supposedly the Croatians are just completely
they hate
the FA, right? So what they have done, they've gone there and they've said they're going to make sure they disrupt every single game for the rest of the tournament.
You know why I'm laughing?
Yeah.
I just remember Danny's from Croatia.
He is.
And if that is
the angriest man.
Danny was a baller though.
No, but he was angry.
The angriest man I've ever met in my life.
The first time I saw a bottle of DP, Dom Perignon.
For his 21st birthday.
I was just at Theo Mojo's house.
Hey, Theo Mojo, you think of Theo?
Theo attracts Jesus his kids and kin. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just a poor young servant.
Yeah.
The first time I saw a bottle of DP, I was like,
The first time I saw dollars.
Dollars! Before the dollarization of the Zimbabwean economy.
What do you mean you use dollars in Nigeria?
First time I saw no.
They don't use dollars in Nigeria.
No, I'm saying you use dollars to buy big things, right?
I can't even believe that, like, you don't use dollars.
No.
Look at you. I mean, look at this black entitlement.
Okay, alright, I'm gonna stop there.
Some of us would stay in Grahamstown for holidays. Theo would be like, oh no. No, I wasn't him at Old Trafford.
Yeah, I was at Old Trafford.
Oh my God, like,
you only live once. So.
Like, oh, you're living the life.
We would go to the dining hall and be like, okay, it's shit, but we have to eat it because we're students. They'd be like, oh my God, guys, let's go to Spur.
Let's go to Spur. Yeah, we had some terrible meals.
Yeah, no, that mixed grill. We don't do a lot. That mixed grill.
But guys, mixed grill on Wednesdays was fire for me. Except for the donkey meat.
Common question. Yeah. That is Stockholm Syndrome. Some culinary form of it.
Yeah, don't.
When we think about it now, when we've been removed for that horrible situation, that fucking piece of meat that they would give
was so tough. What was that?
So tough.
What, you had to douse it in like pepper and salt.
It was tougher than white people's resistance to that. It was that tough. That meat was just no.
Wow.
And in a country where black people is the majority, the novelty item on our food menu was African. But the normal
was white people. Yeah, European cuisine was normal.
Yeah, but Brie, there would have been I don't know what this brown stuff is.
Oh my god,
I don't know what this brown stuff is.
I don't know what this sticky is this a bun? Is it a is it a scone?
What's
I'm a Guinea, Brie.
Yes, sir, it can't be good for you.
It can't be good for you, Brie.
Remember the guys that signed a petition to get a lecturer fired because her accent was too strong?
It just happened so many times.
Was that in sociology, I think?
Babalwa.
Yeah, Babalwa, I remember that. Anyway, next result, Theo Mojo.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, fucking disgusting.
Oh my god,
he sounds like he's speaking French, but when Hendrik Janus Klenjan Tromp comes with cheap pots.
Keep quiet.
Iceland won. Hungary won.
Guys.
The small Nordic nation. 10% of the entire population is at the Euros.
Yep.
10% there. What do you
300,000 people.
Are you
going to stop laughing
Iceland?
Or are you going to say something?
Do you want Iceland to go through? I mean,
I don't know anything about your mixed grill.
Oh, no, okay. But you know Iceland, though. Good Johnson.
Good Johnson. Isn't he like 47 or something?
He's 37.
No, but
37.
Oh, wow.
He's
sorry.
My bad.
Isn't he squad?
Yeah, he is.
He's playing.
Dude,
yeah.
The guy is playing at Bolton Wanderers.
He's playing.
As a substitute.
Yeah, but he came on. And he captained the side at the end, like last 15
minutes. He's a very interesting looking man.
He is. He's some white. He's like a white walker.
Yeah, he is.
He's like a white walker. Yeah. He's extremely blonde.
He was quality at Chelsea.
Quality.
Remember that, man?
Yeah.
Jesus.
However, we forgot to talk about someone in that other game. The Slovakia one. Marek Hamšík. I love that.
Do you know if he was English? Do you know what they'd be saying? They'd have fucking statues up with this guy.
They'd be sucking him.
They'd be sucking him. They literally would. There would be
like every day.
The way he bossed the game last night as well, man.
I think it's
Slovakia.
It's too late now. Like if we do see him in the EPL, he'll be past his prime.
He's not quite. I think he's also like 30. Yeah.
No, 28. And he loves Naples. Too much. Because
Naples is basically
robbed.
The East Strand of Italy.
Yes, bro. It is.
Yeah.
It's lit.
South.
It is terrible.
Guys, don't go to the south. No offense to people from the south. Is a jungle. I was assaulted outside Park Station.
What, Jim? But that's not even the south.
Park Station is not even the south.
Anything further than Roseback is the south, motherfucker.
It may as well be.
Where you from the north?
Wow.
Park Station is not the south.
Jeez.
Where you from the north, you know, like Bramley, Crime Central.
Where you from the north, like Bramley?
That's like east of the north.
But it's still the north. Thank you.
Anyway, let us move on to some Copa America results. I want to talk about that 7. What did I tell you last week?
Doping?
No, Mexico, bro.
He was saying Mexico are basically at home in the US.
Yeah,
he pulled out the ears in a Donald Trump.
Yeah.
No, well, the thing is, I think they had home advantage if you look at it. There's a lot of Mexican people of descent who live in America.
He's tried so hard.
Do you also have a lot of Mexican friends?
One of my very good friends is Mexican. Shout out to Sarita Pele Gonzalez.
Oh my god,
she is Mexican.
She has such a freaking stereotypical Mexican name. It's like everyone saying my friend Chepu.
My friend Chepu
ate in my house the other day. Fuck, I give my gardener my leftovers. How can I be racist?
Okay, anyway, what was the 7-1-7-2?
7-0.
7-0.
Meltdown.
That's a quarterfinal.
Yeah, dude.
Well, Brazil lost.
Well, Brazil are out.
No, but they lost to Germany. Shipping 7 goals in a quarterfinal isn't as...
When you were playing at home. Exactly. Like Mexico were.
Essentially,
as ridiculous.
It's
as
basically as the at the Azteca.
And the U.S. beat Pan... What did they
Panama.
Beat? They beat Panama.
So they're into the semis.
They're playing Argentina in the semis tonight. Tonight.
It should be Clint Dempsey. He's Seattle Sounders. He's moved.
And he also has
rap,
swag. And he can rap.
And
he raps.
Direct Jesus says he raps.
He can rap.
Jermaine Jones as well. He's been quality for the US. Jermaine Jones. He's like half German. He used to play for Schalke, I think. Yeah.
If you're half German and half anything.
Do you know where all these kids are from?
Yeah.
From World War II, after World War II.
No,
yeah, it's the truth.
I thought Theomodi was going to say something. Like,
No. Like,
you know, after World War II, American soldiers were stationed in.
Yeah, they started plowing.
Yeah, so he was.
Pulisic as well, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's playing at Dortmund.
Yeah.
He's the next new big thing. He's.
Well, who's this kid from Turkey who's been signed by Dortmund? The 19-year-old?
Almor.
Yeah, Emre Moore.
How good is he, though?
From what I saw, he looks like a Draxler, like a young Draxler.
But Draxler is still young.
He's still
22.
Whoa, this guy's 19.
And he got picked for that. So much swag.
He's the youngest. He's the second youngest player at the Euros, I think, or more.
Guys, Draxler.
Oh, and I heard United's bidding 36 million. I don't know how much.
Why is Draxler so good?
I don't know if Draxler. How is he gonna play at United? Play like. Who's going
to
play on the other side?
No, Draxler's not coming to
I don't even think Draxler's best position is wide. I think
you think he's going to play in the middle?
It's a free roll across the front three. Mm. You know, basically.
If you had Draxler and Hazard in your side, can you imagine?
How can you have such great posture?
And be able to dribble like that.
And he's starting for Germany, I mean, which means something. So, but they say he hasn't been able to replicate Kevin De Bruyne's form at Wolfsburg. He hasn't had a great season.
Apparently, he's not happy at Wolfsburg.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be happy at Wolfsburg if I know that I could go to the Premiership.
Nicholas Verinha was at Wolfsburg.
Yeah. Verinha, actually, that right back from Portugal, he's also fucking good.
And what's Rodriguez?
The left back.
He's good, eh?
Oh my god.
Guys, Rodriguez is 24 years old. Why does he look like.
He's 24 years old?
Why does he look like he owns slaves?
He looks like a cartel boss.
Yeah, he does look like a cartel boss.
He's 24.
How's Austria guys had such a mixed like team? Have you seen that? I mean Arnautović is from Bosnia.
Lots of
Shaqiri is also Albanian. There's a lot. I mean,
David Alaba.
This is what happens when you open the borders. If anyone in the UK is listening, vote stay. Open up your borders and open up. You're going to find a new, more Dele Alis for you to rave about. More Rashfords.
Yeah.
More Welbecks. More Sterlings. And more Zimbabweans.
What's the white guy's name? From Everton.
Hey, Ross Barkley. He's Nigerian.
Ross Barkley's Nigerian.
Yes.
Do you think British people have shoulders like that? That guy is Yoruba. His name is Ayodele.
Ayodele
Barkley.
Ayodele Barkley.
Ayodele Barkley.
I fail to see where the Nigerian part of him comes
from. The shoulders.
Like, the shoulders, the physique.
No, like what? His father, his mother. He's not mixed race.
No, he's mixed.
He's mixed race.
Secondly,
are there any white Nigerians still in existence?
No. We don't have those.
You don't have white Nigerians. No, there's not one.
I don't give a fuck how long you've been in Nigeria.
You don't count.
No. Maybe you might have the papers.
Do they speak pidgin? They're not even nothing.
Funny enough, a lot of white people that settle in Nigeria try to learn the language. I don't know.
Nice, okay. They assimilate at least. They make an effort.
Yeah, they try to assimilate, but at the same time, I still
not like Rhodesians. They're speaking chilapa lapa, tata la lapa, faka la lapa, faka elapa,
faka elapa.
No, but Zimbabweans learn how to speak language so they can oppress.
Oh, yeah.
No, seriously, white Zimbabwean farmers. What? When he unleashes that shona for you in the.
Later on today we're gonna have Czech Republic and Turkey.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good game.
And then Croatia and Spain. Iceland. Croatia and Spain is also today.
Boring.
So the Spanish could be. I mean, they're 6 points already. They don't need to.
Yeah, they don't need to.
This has been a shit tournament.
It's been.
It's been terrible. But do you think it's this new format, which I don't get? Why would you do this whole top three
of
go through?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. You've opened it up to like poorer teams. Mm. The football's been shittier, and it's just been a crap.
Well, I think the real football starts in the knockouts.
For a while.
Euro 2000 was fire.
2008 was.
You're 2000 miles fire.
But look at guys like Albania, bro.
Was good, but since then it's been
Albania's sitting there. They've been playing for months since Monday, so they're sitting 3 days waiting
to
know.
See if
did you train? Do you go out and get pissed? What happens?
No,
do you go out?
They're getting pissed.
They got a $1 million bonus, and every member of the team got a diplomatic passport.
Jeez.
Even the fucking.
That's
masseuse.
But I mean, look at what they did.
Even the masseuse.
The masseuse.
Thank you,
my
God. Thank
diplomatic
you for that.
Passports.
I wouldn't mind, yeah.
A diplomatic passport.
I wouldn't mind. How about, are they part of the EU?
They have candidate status. They were awarded candidate status in 2014. I think they should get full membership by 2020 if the economy still like improves. Do you know that in the 80s, Albanians weren't allowed to grow beards, weren't allowed to leave the country?
Why?
Because they had a madman, like they had a Bob as a dictator.
Anyway, let's move on to some transfer news. Alvaro Morata is returning to Real Madrid from Juventus.
They have some complicated deal.
They have the first option. But they could still sell him on.
No, that's the plan. Yeah. They're going to buy him back and sell him on to Chelsea for an inflated fee.
I've been having an argument with a few people saying how Alvaro Morata has become this fad that everyone in Europe is like obsessed about, right? He's 22 years old. He was at Real Madrid, didn't do too well. Came to Juve, he's been brilliant. But if you put him in the Premiership, at 22, is he established enough to lead the line for a Chelsea, for an Arsenal? I don't see him.
But the same questions could have been
scoring
about Anthony Martial.
I just don't see. Would you rather have? I mean, I think Diego Costa may go back to Atletico Madrid.
He must go back.
And then they're going to get Morata up front, and Nainggolan and Matic will be in the midfield.
Yeah. Funny enough, Nainggolan has been shit this tournament as well.
Besides Hazard, actually, in the last game, everyone else has been pretty shit.
De Bruyne,
he's.
And then,
Sonia, what do you think? You're a United fan.
She's a Chelsea fan.
She's a Chelsea fan. And she's been a Chelsea fan since the 90s.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Since the days of what's the guy?
Jimmy Floyd, the short, stocky
Graham Lasso, who was actually Dennis Wise. That's what I'm talking about.
Dennis Wise, that captain was a proper captain.
Dennis Wise, and
he looked like a racist. They looked like he could kill you.
He was Millwall's.
Do you remember Andre Flo, when he came through and he was just like destroying shit?
Yeah.
I mean, Chelsea for a bit.
PG Glass. Remember they had that PG Glass talk?
Yeah, the PG
back
Glass.
In the day.
Auto Glass as well.
Auto Glass.
Yeah.
So how long have you been a Chelsea fan? For a long time?
Yeah, since like 99.
And now where to for Chelsea now?
Where
do
you see yourself in 3 years?
I see myself in Champions League again. But hopefully that happens next season though.
Is it?
Yeah.
You believe so?
I believe so.
Speaking of Chelsea, Borussia Mönchengladbach are prepared to break their 11.5 million transfer record. Chelsea youngster Andreas Christensen.
He's pretty good. He's had a great season.
I just don't want to sell him yet.
What does
he do? How old is Christensen? 19?
20. He's a centre-back,
He's 20.
Oh, he came from New York Red Bulls.
Miazga.
This will be interesting.
Hey! Horrible! Man, just flowing up.
Off the top of the dome!
No, just...
It must be that DSTV.
Then you found wealth.
Zlatan's retiring.
Thank you, baby, for
the... Did he say he's retiring?
Yeah, he's retiring from the Euros, from international football.
Yeah.
Oh, after?
Today.
Oh, is he retiring?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank God.
Love him. Best sports...
And then I saw this headline. They said Leicester City signed Hernandez. I thought it was Javier Hernandez.
No, it's
Is it Abel Hernandez from Hull City?
No, it's...
another Hernandez.
It's, what's
Gijon,
his name?
From Sporting
from
Gijon.
Gijon. Okay. Yeah. But I also...
Spanish,
do you remember Abel Hernandez? He was playing at Palermo.
Yeah.
And he was playing there with Alexis Sanchez, actually, for a bit.
No, Alexis Sanchez
not play for... Not Cavani. I think Cavani was at Palermo. Scoring goals for fun. Comes to the Premiership.
Gets relegated.
Two goals. Gets relegated.
And the funny thing is, the first goal was in the debut. The second goal was like 9 months later.
Red cards for days.
Remember that guy who got signed by Southampton?
Gaston Martinez.
No.
Gaston Martinez.
Not Gaston Martinez. I'm talking about the Italian
Ramirez.
Guy. The Italian guy who was their biggest signing. He had so much swag,
Osvaldo.
Though.
Osvaldo.
Do you know what happened to him?
Yes.
He went to Boca. The fucking guy. You know, he went to Inter. He went to Southampton. Went to Inter. He had a bust up at training.
Yep.
Yeah.
And with Mancini and whoever. It was Mancini. And then he left Inter. He went to Boca. They found the guy smoking cigarettes after, he got subbed, went to the toilet, started smoking cigarettes at during the game. He gets suspended, has supposedly a brawl, full-on brawl with his teammates. This guy is a legend.
But he had so much
and
swag.
I think he's been released now, I'm not sure. Yeah. I think he's back in Portugal, actually. I can't believe the guy is... Dude, that guy's a walking... He's
accident.
You don't want him in your side.
I think it's British cocaine. Because
Ketterman supposedly the big thing in England.
When he was at Espanyol, he had his career sort of under control. Then He had his career under control. Homer Question keeps telling me to move closer to the mic. Is that better?
Put it in your mouth.
Can you hear me?
Put it in your mouth.
Yeah, put it in your mouth.
Practice what you preach.
Anyways, when he was in Spain at Espanol, his career was way more controlled, and he seemed like he was on the path to good things.
Righteousness.
And then he got Southampton, got that bumper pay rise, and then all of a sudden just turned into a piece of shit fighting his own captain.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But also, I don't know. Footballers need to take a fucking...
You remember when Tony Pulis fought...
Who was it?
He fought someone in the dressing room, naked.
What?
Oh, I had...
Jason Roberts? No, what's... He headbutted
the
one
guy,
of his own players.
He was like a big... I think he was a centre-back.
Yes, he headbutted his own player.
Not Jason Roberts, but I know who you're talking about. Right. Yeah. He's quite a buffish...
Black man.
You gotta kill... Yeah, he was black.
So it's racism.
It's
racism. Anyway, let's move on to the laundromat. Direct Jesus.
James Beattie.
But James Beattie is like a white man.
I thought it was the other big black guy.
No.
Not everyone is a big black guy. Okay. Not everyone is a big black guy. Yeah. No. Do you wanna move on to the laundromat, Direct Jesus? Our favorite segment.
Yeah, we can move on to the laundromat.
Okay. What you? Oh, actually, before we move on to the laundromat, Memphis Depay.
Oh God, no.
Is out here having a vacation with girlfriend Lori Harvey. She's fire.
Tech is.
Lori Harvey. She's famous.
She's fire. Well, now she is.
Memphis needs to just grow up. You know.
Yeah.
You had a shit season. I understand you wanting to go.
You
on
moved
a break.
Your cars back.
And
to
yeah, he says he's. Rather, they say he's like, moved his cars back to port to Holland. So it could be saying this could be the last.
Exactly. How are you gonna get the fans on your side if you're Instagramming yourself on vacation? You should be like at the gym.
At the gym, yeah.
Yeah.
Workout.
So like Adnan Yanezay, you know? I followed some United blog. Guys are obsessed. Look at him. Look at the effort.
And in the laundromat, we have Man United kit is on sale in India, despite not yet being released.
Wow. You've got to love.
Okay, you know what? I don't want to say anything about factories because, you know, it's sensitive and, you know, political correctness. But someone in a factory leaked it. So,
yeah.
It's like that guy in Australia in the Arsenal kit, like 2 months ago. And they put it on, like, in the Puma store. It's, like, out. And but the guys at Puma are like, but my man.
What do you mean?
Well, the thing is out yet. Why are you just displaying it before it's out yet? What else you got, Direct Jesus?
Well, the amazing story for me is about how Joe Ledley broke his leg on the 7th of May. But he's
Yes.
But he's out here playing
back.
For Wales.
But then also,
what?
Look, don't
what?
Yes!
On the 7th of May.
On the 7th of May.
It was like right at the end of the season, and they thought this is the end of his campaign. He came back, he's starting,
game.
Dude. Oh, wow. But he.
Doping.
But it's like the guy, was it Sevilla? The rugby guy, the New Zealand guy. He also broke his leg like a month before the Rugby World Cup.
Last year.
Doping. Comes back. Suppose he went to the village, they put leaves on his legs.
Then he was
like,
and
drank like coconut milk of the puppy or something.
Milk of the puppy.
And the warriors. Yeah,
you know what I heard? What actually killed me yesterday? What I heard was what did it say? Like sour goat milk. Like it's alcoholic.
Oh, you should taste this sour goat milk.
Who do they think they're like?
Better than this grape.
We eat sour milk here in Africa. That's an alcoholic. What are they saying?
You're drinking Amasi, bro.
Yeah, that's Amasi, bro.
Don't try.
That's not alcoholic. Don't come here and tell me it's alcoholic.
This guy with Natsa Amasi wants to tell us this.
Was the guy a hipster?
No,
Game of Thrones.
Oh,
yes.
My bad. I didn't watch it.
So.
Come on.
Guys, the other thing in the laundromat. South African women have been
dragging
their men for the last 24 hours.
What has that been about?
I don't know. Like, Twani, can you give
us some
insight?
I don't know where it started. I just logged in and I just saw tears on my timeline.
You just saw male tears
on my timeline.
I saw male tears on the timeline.
On the TL.
People were just so mad. I thought it was funny.
About what exactly? What happened?
Being called short.
They're short. They can't grow beards.
South African men can't grow beards. Oh, shit.
Yeah. They're not successful.
Wow.
It's a long list.
But who are these women hanging out with?
Yeah. Nigerian.
Because like there's some successful
Zimbabwe. No, there are a lot of South. What do you mean? They're mostly successful. the majority of them are. Yeah.
So who have they been hanging out with?
When you're buying quotas every day, you can't see beyond your
quota. I've got a huge thing.
Yeah.
The King, LeBron.
Yeah. Woo! LeBron
James.
No, but guys, J.R. Smith.
J.R. Smith.
Yeah. How's Kyrie Irving's Duncan. Last was that three-pointer? Three
Duncan, we need a clip of J.R. Smith's speech yesterday.
What did he say?
When he's in the strip club. No. Oh, about his dad. About his parents.
When he was crying.
Yeah.
Guys, I watched it while taking a huge dump this morning.
Yeah.
And while I was leaking on one end, I was also leaking by my eyes. I was crying.
I hope it was from the video.
I made a lot of mistakes.
Everything I do,
I fucked up. Everything I do is for you. Mm. The cause is nice. The money is nice. The women is nice. But nothing means anything if it's not for you. I've made mistakes, but you guys have always been.
Good God. This is.
It's like, I don't know about other people's relationships with their parents, but I've been blessed with the best two on the planet.
Yeah. That's amazing.
And he was crying. Oh my God.
No, I actually feel like crying right now. To the Cleveland Cavaliers. Woo! I'm so glad that no yellow bone formed against.
Why do people have why do they hate Steph Curry? Why?
He's a piece of arrogant shit.
Why? Because
the yellow bone man, I hate him.
That entitled piece of fucking scrawny shit with swaggerless sneakers.
Yes.
What? Jordan Spieth.
Those dad sneakers.
Jordan Spieth.
To rap those sneakers.
He won the USPGA last year. He's 19 years old.
He choked at the Masters. He choked at the Masters, Jordan Spieth.
No, but guys, the whole thing about the media making Steph Curry to be an underdog is bullshit.
It's bullshit.
His dad is a former NBA legend.
Yeah, I've heard he comes from probably one of the best, like, two-headed households compared to all the rest.
LeBron was not
LeBron was asleep in his mom's car. Yeah. His mom had three jobs.
He slept in his mother's boot.
To pull him away from gangs. He slept in a fucking car. LeBron has never been involved
His toes were nearly eaten by rats once.
There's one scandal LeBron has been involved in.
Zero.
None. He's been taking the high road for 13 years for this fucking entitled upper middle class piece of shit. What are you talking about, LeBron? What?
LeBron James, well done. What? We salute you. You're an inspiration to us all.
I think on that note, we must end the show. I would like to give a big shout out and say thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
Coming through and hanging out with us.
@20_3
Slides.
Follow her.
Not slide.
Okay, I'll continue.
It's underscore, not slide.
Yeah. It's like 20/3
It's an underscore. Yo, I feel like I've reached black world. Correctly. But guys, Nigerians are actually disgusting people. I was watching Lip Sync yesterday on DSTV.
Channel?
Thanks,
I don't know.
Did you see what?
what channel is Limp Dick Battle on? What?
Limp Dick Battle? Limp Dick Battle?
Same thing. Anyways.
With Coco Master.
It was Impo Pops against Basket Mouth.
That bastard.
Impo Pops who never comes in our
show.
Even though he promises all the time.
I meet him in the club all the damn time.
All the time.
And he says he's coming.
With his fucking thighs like drumsticks. But anyways.
Wow.
He's busy clapping at Basket Mouth. Oh, you look like a lit cigar. You look like a piece of shit. Yeah. Basket Mouth had zero comeback.
Yeah.
And after all, he got fed. He was like, you know what? All I know is I'm richer than you.
Anyway, Direct Jesus, thank you so much. Thank you guys for listening.
I don't even know you, but I'm richer than you.
We love you. Thank you, Theo Mojo. Thank you, Twani.
Cheers,
thank
guys. Jesus. That was brilliant.
And remember,
Tweet us
and say stuff. Send us your numbers. Remember, all boobs matter.
Tola e blessa.
All boobs matter. What's
be kind to strippers.
Strippers.
And may the swag be with you. Thank you.
May all the swag be with you.
Goodbye.
Love you all.
This is CliffCentral.com.